This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Joe.
Today we have Anthony Kapfer and Katie Hannigan, and we talk about abusive parents, D is for divorce, and...
I have no idea.
Listen! Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. This week we have two special guests.
We have Katie Hannigan.
Hello.
And Anthony Kapfer.
Hey.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us. We never hang out together, so this is like our hang sesh.
Yeah.
But I feel like you guys probably see each other all the time at Greenwich, right?
Well, we hang at Greenwich, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not really a hang when you have a comedy show.
One time we showed up when we were wearing the same outfit, actually.
Really?
What was the outfit?
It was jeans, and then we had the same polka dot button up with the same blazer, and then we also had the same loafers, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So I can send you the photo for the
same. Not even like the same t-shirt.
Here, I'll show you.
It was pretty close.
That's amazing.
Same button down, same blazer.
Well, you know what? It's because at first, you know, I didn't know, because I've been like pairing people up, and I like was like, what do I do? And then when I thought of the two of you, I was like, it just makes sense because they're both so freaking funny and talented.
Oh my God, thank
but
you.
Such kind souls that I just loved, because I didn't want to put you with someone that was gonna like scream over either one of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Because you're not the kind of people that's like, no, I'm gonna fight to be hurt. You know what I mean? Like yeah. I wanted it to be, I don't know.
Here's
like
shows,
we
here's
know who we're talking about.
That's she just shows the picture.
Amazing.
None of the listeners can see this, but
yeah,
but
describe it, Katie.
It's pretty dead on.
Well, I mean, we just both look so sexy. That's the thing.
And it was unplanned.
Yeah, it was totally unplanned.
We just have the same.
Did you mention it on stage? We're like, by the way, did you guys like go up one after the other?
I think we just did the post and then we left it at that.
Yeah.
But we both have the same beard. JK. JK, I don't have a beard.
By the way, Katie did my last unicorn tit show and she got
so
healed by Allison Charles. She got the whole healing thing. And what came out is that you come from a family of witches and you weren't really celebrating your witchiness.
I have a cynicism about me. It pervades. It pervades still, but I was surprised, but also I thought that she would probably feel that. I was like, I knew that she would feel it, but it's true. I mean, you know, I try to let go of it and embrace my witch heritage, but, you know, after you see stuff like Going Clear, you're like, okay, you know, I don't know if the Sylvan mind control is necessarily the most accurate, you know.
But in the middle of the show, she gets up there and she starts like rattling.
At the end, we have Allison pick one of the comics. We'll have you on for sure. She picks one of the comics and gives them like her healing.
Yeah.
What
where
is
she
it,
taps
like?
It. She like literally taps into God and Jesus. I'm not even lying. And she does her healing and she just sees what she gets. And she didn't know who she was going to pick to go up there. And every other comedian left except Katie. And it was like the universe wanted you.
And I wanted it too. I was sending it out into the universe because I didn't want to volunteer myself because that's selfish. I'm a woman, so I don't want to be selfish ever. but it did. It turned out that she and I are actually from the same hometown as well. So
Are you serious?
Yeah, we have a connection. We had a spiritual connection for sure.
She's dope and you're dope, and I'm just happy that you're starting to embrace your witch heritage.
Yeah, bit by bit, you know, but it's true. I need to open myself to the messages of the universe.
What do you think that means, witch heritage? Because I feel like that's what Joe's thinking.
I have no, I was going to say that. I was going to ask why I didn't get anything cool like that when she healed me. She didn't say like, oh, you're fucking.
Because you haven't opened up into it yet. We said that you're an alien.
Isn't that her
king.
Job?
Joe is an alien king who has yet to tap into his potential. It's fine. He's 24. Okay.
Take the
I didn't
throne.
Have. Exactly. No, he's not ready.
King of the North.
King of the North.
Weird that you say that. His name's Joe Santagato, and I call him Joe. I call him John Santagot Snow.
He looks like Jon Snow.
Oh, is that a Game of Thrones thing?
You don't watch
now.
The show?
No, I do.
You look dead on like Jon Snow.
No.
Are you single?
I'm telling
JK.
You. I'm telling you, he's got Jon Snow-ness going on, and he always is like, fuck off. Like, he doesn't want to hear it from me because he thinks I'm ridiculous. And if I'm ridiculous,
is a complete
you mean
lie.
A truth speaker?
You are a truth talker.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. Yeah. I always said it.
Just blatantly lie to them right to their faces.
Do you it's not amazing. Go, I go, okay, Jon Snow, and he goes, goodbye, Kate.
No.
He stops.
We have a normal conversation, and at the end, you're like, okay, signing off, fucking Charmander, fucking Dragon Sorcerer. I'm like, all right, you just start rattling them off. And I'm like, okay. And you do Pokemon? It just to get that reaction.
I'm actually saying it because, no, I'm not saying I'm not trying to get a reaction.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm literally saying truthful things. I really am. And he just doesn't know how to take it because he's like, he knows it's kind of true, but he doesn't want to take it in. So it's interesting. We'll see.
If you're 24, your brain's not fully developed yet. So that's probably why.
Probably never. I don't know. I think it hasn't by now.
It has to. It takes until 25 until you're a full grown brain.
Interesting.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's longer than that.
I like you, Katie.
Yeah. I don't know where I learned that fact, but I did hear it somewhere or read it.
Probably from Kate.
But then after that, it's downhill very quickly, right?
Probably. No! That's so cynical.
I'd say 26 is going to be pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. It's over.
Well, I'm about to turn 30. Ah, please come to my
When's
birthday
your birthday?
Party. July 15th.
Happy almost birthday.
It's almost coming up. I'm going to be 30. I'm so excited.
Are you excited?
I am, yeah. I'm ready to kind of like cut my 20s, cut it loose, you know, because I made a lot of terrible mistakes and I had a lot of wonderful successes and now it's time for a new phase in my life. And I got a full bed. Did I tell you about
Ooh.
That?
No.
Yeah. I had a twin bed for 10 years and it basically was ruining my relationship. But now we're able to stay together because we have enough space.
So. Yay!
Yay!
It got saved.
Yeah, it got saved by the bed.
I wasn't supposed to mention it, but I'm sorry, Joe. I just can't be my true self without bringing it up.
Of course.
Uh-oh. We just had a big meeting. Mm-hmm. Me, Joe, and John, who's the producer here at Stand Up New York Labs, and John Snow of the podcast, Joe Santagato, is going to be leaving Invasion of Privacy after the next two episodes.
Oh my gosh, where are you going?
I'm just...
To hell!
Apparently. Or getting into a car crash, like you said.
Well, I'll explain why I said that before right. you make me sound like an evil
Or
witch.
Death, something.
It was because no. you were being a dick.
No, I wasn't.
No, explain why you're leaving. Tell everyone. Because we have like a lot of fans and they're going to be pretty heartbroken.
Do you have a special success?
Well, I just... I ha-
oh, Katie, God. You're the best. He has 4 million Facebook followers.
There's
wow.
He's a YouTube
can
star.
Can I have some?
You can have some.
Yeah, share it.
Follow Katie Hannigan. I will not accept your friend request if you're an old man with children, though. Please leave me alone.
What if an old man without children?
I'll think about it.
What about an old man who thinks he's a child? You ever see that on My Strange Addiction? Very interesting.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You've never seen that?
No. I saw one where a guy was, he liked having sex with balloons. He was a balloon popper.
I like that.
Who doesn't?
True.
I like
yeah,
that
is
one.
Is that weird? I didn't think that was weird.
No, but there's one. There was a guy, he had a regular job. He would go to like his office, whatever. And then when he would come home, put on a huge diaper.
Diaper, yeah.
His, mm-hmm. his bed was like a twin size bed, but it was a crib. Like he had the fucking gate.
Did he have a big pacifier?
Huge pacifier, bunch of diapers in his room. The room was like a baby's, and he just, that's all he wanted to do. He went to lay down and sleep, watch little kid shows,
wow.
wear the little hat. What's that called? Bonnet?
A bonnet, yeah.
I don't know what it was called. Or and a bib as well. Someone had to feed him.
Fucking pervert.
An enabler.
So why are you leaving the show, Joe?
Right, we got off track there.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I was just telling Kate, I just feel like there's a lot happening, especially in these next few months, that I wouldn't be able to do this to the best of my ability and promote it as much as I should be able to. I just think I wouldn't be doing a good job, and I think I'd be doing a disservice to just show up here and kind of half-ass the job. So I would rather not try to hurt it and just, you know, kind of walk away from it, because Kate is coming into her own as a dragon sorcerer. What is it?
Oh, you said
dragon
it.
Sorcerer.
You know how to say it, bitch, please.
I don't know. You add fucking adjectives to that, so I don't know which, I don't know the order, but yeah, well, I think Kate's coming to a point in her life. I really do feel this way. I really think that you are, because I feel like when I first met you, you were kind of unsure and you were just like in a weird place. And then now I feel like you're sure, you know
yeah.
who you are and where you're going. And I think that, you know, regardless of if I'm here or not, you're going to do a totally, you know, yeah. terrific job with it. And you get to do whatever the hell you want. And, you know, you're going to make it your own. And I'm, you know, fully confident in that. But I just don't want to, if anything, weigh you down.
I'm crying. It's okay. Keep going. Just keep going. It's fine.
This is
not
sad.
A big deal.
No, but yeah, I just don't want to. Like,
no, it
wanna.
Is sad, and it's—I mean, it's sweet what you're saying, you know, because I do feel like when it first started, Like, Joe and I met at Elite Daily doing, like, those videos where it's like, the friend zone.
Gen Y.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he was working for them, and he was also, he was still a YouTube star, but he had, like, 500,000 views, which is big.
I would take that.
No, no, no. It's big, but, like, he wasn't, like, as, you know, it didn't blow up yet to this point. And, like, we started this podcast, and I was, like, just on the verge of, like, really owning my spiritual stuff. So, like, he's kind of been with me on this journey of starting to, like, claim this part of myself.
It's a special friendship.
Yeah. So it's, like, sad that he's, like, leaving. Well, and I'm trying not to cry because I did my makeup pretty.
You look pretty when you cry, though. I'm looking at you right now. You look
stunning.
You're a
good crier.
That would be really creepy if I said it to you.
No, it would have been okay.
No, you're a friend.
If your dick was out and you were jerking off, it would be creepy. You're a really pretty
crier. You're really pretty when you cry.
Could you let a tit out at the same time?
Yeah, put your dick away, Anthony. I told you. Well, who's going to be your new host? Me and Anthony will do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
It's just going to be...
Are you interviewing us?
I'm doing it by myself.
Oh, you're going solo.
I'm going solo.
Wow,
so I'll
so
still
this
have...
is your journey now.
Yeah,
that's
it's my...
It's
I'm
your
all
baby.
Grown ups, but I'm going to miss Joe. And of course, you can come on whenever you want.
Baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. But
and bring your
Jon Snow
followers.
Has to go. No, Jon Snow has to go fight the White Walkers.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not getting any of these.
I just got my ships.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
I've never seen it
before.
Wow. Wow. Get a life.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, me and my dragons are we're getting ready. There's winter's coming. And
winter's here.
It's here.
But you are like
around.
The Khaleesi. You're like the Khaleesi and he's like the Jon Snow and you guys are brother and sister, but you're gonna
But we don't know that yet.
You're gonna bone though.
We do know that now.
Mm. I mean, I've always boned siblings, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, timeout.
Yes.
Got it.
How many?
I actually did a tweet the other day. Leah Bonema, who we've had on, I tweeted the only way Game of Thrones could be better is if Daenerys had sex with her dragons. And she just, she was like, no.
She went off,
She was like.
She's a purist.
She hates when I do that. Yeah. She was like, no. But then I said, well, tell me what the problem is. And she was like, she is the morality of Game of Thrones, and she's their mom. It's like fucking your kid.
You
and when she said that,
kid.
I was like, oh, I wasn't thinking of it as mother and children.
Sansa
so.
Can fuck the dragons.
I don't want Sansa fucking. Weird
she's
shit's going on
anyone.
With Sansa now.
She's not fucking anyone. She's gonna fuck a Littlefinger.
She could turn evil. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? Okay, let's move on because not everyone's a game.
I could talk about the show all day.
I know. Yeah, me too. I mean,
I could have binge watched it before this.
As the Dragon Queen,
should have thought about that.
I gave up a month of my life so I could catch up.
Oh yeah,
this was a couple months ago. Yeah.
Anyway, Joe's leaving. I'm sad, but I'm a big girl now, so I can do
big
this.
Big girls don't cry.
She has a point.
I tend to
disagree. I think big girls do cry.
You got to let it out, and you can't be afraid.
I won't cry anyway. Let's get to an email, guys. But look, okay. So I have different emails to choose from because we answer different listeners' emails. Some are really intense, so I'm just gonna pick. But
oh boy,
it could be something like really light. It could be something like so dark.
Ooh. I hope it's dark.
Yeah, me too.
Let's just go full on.
You want the full one?
Oh. You want the full one?
Just the full Monty.
Why not?
Okay. Well, this one... No, this is pretty. Okay. Hi, my name is Andrew. I hope I was okay. I hope I was allowed to say that, the name. And my dad is abusive. He's always yelling at me and breaking my stuff. For example, last month he came into my room and started yelling at me because I took my brother's phone charger and he grabbed my phone and threw it against the wall and shattered the screen. Mm. And then I slammed the door and he came back and whipped the door open and now there's a hole in my wall. I'm only 14 and I can't move out. What do I do?
Oh no, that's intense.
That was a little more than I expected.
You asked for intense.
He's like, let's get the full.
So I said, yeah.
I mean, I feel like I need to do some internet research. I don't think I should just like impulsively say what to do because I don't really know. You know what I mean? I don't mm-hmm. want to be falsely informing somebody who's in a potentially
starters,
dangerous
Anthony,
situation.
Let's hear, yeah.
Stop taking other people's phone chargers. For
less
starters.
Than one.
Oh, Anthony, that is the
less
shittiest.
Than one.
Do you know how hard it is to find a phone charger in your house?
What he means is don't give your father a reason.
Yeah, but that sucks. Living
it
in a house
suck.
Where you're
no,
walking
yeah,
on
does.
Eggshells. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it goes the same for when, like, you know, you have some, like, if you have a friend that always holds like things against you, like you will go out of your, like at least I do, I like go out of my way to make sure that I don't need them for anything. I'm not going to rely on them, but you know what I mean? Just to like, so they don't have a reason to interact.
Yeah. Really. You have to cut people like that out of your life, but you can't cut your dad out, of course. But I think this person, Andrew, needs to do some internet research and find someone who's like an abuse advocate for somebody who is underage. My grandmother, God bless you, Joyce Cynthia Zephyrin. That is her chosen last name after her third marriage crumbled. She is a children's advocate. She volunteers. This is like her retirement. She's turning 80 in September, but she is actually a child's advocate for like abuse cases and stuff like that. So I feel like that's very local to where she lives in Indiana, but there is some kind of social support network like that, and you need to Google it, figure out what it is, and probably answer a questionnaire, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, what I said, because I did email Andrew back, and essentially I was like, you know, first of all, try to seek out a school guidance counselor, because when you're so powerless as a child and you live, you know, with abusive parents, like it is the worst feeling to feel like there's nothing you can do. But you can have people like there was a school psychologist I went to. She was like a therapist in our school, and I went once a week, and it was really helpful to feel like I had that oasis out of my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also like my first boyfriend, Chad, cause my home life was really hectic and horrific. So my first boyfriend, Chad, he wasn't very nice to me, but his family took me in. Hmm. Which was like so awesome. I lived there basically.
Yeah.
So it was important for me to have a place to go outside of my home. So I just want, you know, when you're in that situation, trying to at least even find through school a place that you can feel safe or someone you can talk to.
Friends.
And if he ever gets really bad where he physically hurts you, and it, you know, you can always call the cops. I don't know if that's going to make it better to live there.
No, that'll make it worse.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, I feel like it's a really tricky situation because, you know, if someone intercedes, it's just going to make the dad more angry. And the worst case scenario would be, you know, it might seem like it would be a better idea to go live in like a foster scenario, but it's really, I think the foster system is like really corrupt and it would be like pretty dangerous actually, rather than, you know, maybe living with a grandparent or living with an aunt or uncle, if that's an option. But I would stay away from the foster system because you're pretty likely to be molested.
Wow. That took a turn. I didn't know where that was.
Like, I really love you more and more every time we hang out.
Thank you. I love you. I love you too, Joe. And
I love you too.
Anthony.
Thank you. I love
circle
you
of love.
There's a lot
here.
Of love in here.
Yeah,
I can't wait till you really fully tap into that witchiness in there.
Oh my gosh, it's coming.
You are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
It's after my 30th birthday. Everything's coming together for me.
Mm. I'm going to give you, we'll have to make a date. Let me give you a 30th birthday tarot reading.
I would love that.
Let's go in. I want to feel into all that.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Anyway.
You know, worst case scenario, I think you could just start working out now. And then by next year, you should be able to just beat him up every time he tries to get crazy.
Is that, I mean, how do you feel about that? When a kid's getting beat up by their dad and they actually fight back, is that a good move or just like, are you supposed to just take it from the parent?
It seems like, I feel like we need a little more information because is the dad getting abusive to the point that he is physically harming the kid? Because if your dad is
throwing your phone
has an anger problem, he's throwing your phone, you know what? Stuff gets tense in the family, okay? Like everyone's family, not everyone's, but like, you know, I come from a moderately dysfunctional family. You might be to the point where you have kids where you're throwing stuff and breaking stuff. I think that's completely different than if your dad is like strangling you.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if your dad is breaking stuff, he's probably got an anger problem and, you know, you need to deal with it. But, it's just a completely different matter if it's that versus
it really depends because I mean, at the same time, there could be times where kids are just like blowing things out of proportion because there's a lot of kids that are just, they read about it on the internet that people have messed up families. So at the first sight of my dad's yelling, oh, I'm in a messed up family, and they seek help. I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but that has happened before.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, like, you know, my dad's thrown tons of my shit off of the wall. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but it was never like physical harm or anything like that. He was never hitting me or my mom or my sister or anybody. You know what I mean? There was none of that, but like, well, even my mom, like they've thrown like video game systems against the wall. Like, they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like stuff like that happens. But I mean, we would have to know like the severity of the situation. But I mean, if he's fucking hitting you, then do I, back to your question, what you were asking, like, is it okay to fight back? To me, and personally, if my father hit me, I would 100% hit him back. And he actually asked me that one day. He said, let me ask you a question. If I hit you, would you hit me back? And I said, absolutely. And he was so mad. He's like, how could you say that? And I was like, no, he'd never hit me. He would never hit me. He's not. He was just like asking us like a hypothetical question. And I was like, no, I would never do that. And he, I was like, yeah, I would if you hit me. And he's like, and he was blown away by that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just old fashioned in the sense of, he's like, my dad used to hit me all the time and I never hit him. You know what I mean? And I was like, well, there's a difference between like a little slap in the face and like a hit.
Like, if my mom tried to push me down the stairs one time. Whoa. And I didn't get physical back on her. I was a lot bigger than she was. Like, I'm 5'4", which isn't tall, but she's like 5'1", really frail, like this like tiny little blonde woman. And she was coming, and I'm like, not that, but I have like muscles. Like, I'm not like a, you know, like I can take someone on. And she was like coming at me before she tried to push me. And I was like, I'm not going to do, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, I'm not going to go there. But if she had start actually hurting me, well, I guess she did try to push me down the stairs, but I grabbed onto the banister and didn't fall.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah. I actually, that was the last time I lived in that house. I quote unquote ran away. She scratched up my arm. I was 16 and she scratched up my arm and I ran away to the convenience store down the road and she called the cops. But I had already called my dad from the payphone at the store. Yeah. And, like, she told the cops I'd, like, run away, which is, you know. So, like, the cop comes, and I walked up to him, and I was like, my mom called you, I know. And he was like, yeah. And I told him the story. My dad showed up. She was there. And the cop was like, they don't have a written custody order. She's allowed to go wherever she wants. And I just looked at my mom, like, with the biggest fuck you eyes.
Yeah.
You know? And, got in the car, and that's, I just lived with my dad full time after that, and my ex Chad's family house. I was like pretty much there a lot of the time too.
I think that, you know, I feel like a lot of professional people will tell you not to fight back or like not escalate the situation. But I mean, to me, I compare it to, like, you know, if I was to have a kid and he was getting bullied in school, I would probably tell him to hit the kid, because like, they always say, like, a bully has a plan until he gets punched in the face. And I actually have a cousin that his father was abusive to my aunt. And when he did that, my cousin found out, he beat the shit out of him. And he never did it again. And, like, they obviously went separate ways after that. But it's like, he would never dream of doing that again, because he just want to get the shit kicked out of him again. You know what I mean? And that's no way to live anyway. Like, if there was a physical altercation, like, you know, the police will get involved and everything, but it's not a good way to defuse a situation, but it will defuse a situation. I don't know. It really depends. I'm giving bad advice over here.
Being a teenager is so hard, because you do feel powerless in so many different ways. Not only like with your school basically telling you what to do, your parents telling you what to do. It's a hard time no matter what.
But he's almost out. 14. Yeah.
4 years left.
Four more years.
Yeah.
That sucks to have to live like that. It's only 4 more years, but like, what? Like, it sucks to live in a countdown.
4 years seems like a lifetime, though.
Yeah.
I moved out of my parents' house when I was 17, I think. And I was so ready to get out. I had been grounded the whole last, basically, year that I lived at home because of some wrongdoings that I take full responsibility for. I mean, I just remember hating it. I hated every moment of it. And my parents and I, we were not getting along. Now that I live, you know, 1,000 miles away, I'm like, Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. You know, but I remember then it was really to the point where it was unbearable for me.
I was so happy to get out of my house. Going to college.
Yeah.
Was such a change. That kind of freedom. Because I had never lived in an environment that was so free and not toxic. My parents weren't like overly controlling.
Yeah.
So I didn't like go crazy in the sense of like getting fucked up and having a lot of anal. But,
well,
you know, because there were some girls that like went to Catholic school.
Oh, right.
They took it in the ass every night and just got wasted because they were just really suppressed and went wild.
Yeah.
It was just nice to like feel safe, honestly. And I loved it. Like my group of friends. It was so cool.
College was so fun. I did do a lot of drugs in college, but also in high school. That was why I got in trouble.
What kinds of drugs?
Well, when I was in high school, I started smoking pot, and then that was my gateway. But I just like tried everything except for heroin. I never did any heroin. I smoked crack once accidentally.
What's that like?
I just remember. Well, I passed out. Oh. I passed out actually, so I was all kind of a blur. But I did like acid and shrooms and opium.
Wow.
I didn't try any cocaine until I was in college, though. But, you know, just like the regular thing. And then, you know, like some friend would have like, you know, like a pill, or someone would try the pill. You know, it was like all kind of like a free experimentation, you know. It was kind of an exciting time. And then when I went to college, I was like the cool girl. I was like, oh, you guys want weed? Oh, I got it. You know, calling up my old connections, you know.
Look at you, spicy.
I know. I was a little naughty girl.
I just started getting high regularly on my own, mm-hmm. about once a week.
That's regularly?
Me time. A little me time, yeah.
It's a little me time. For me, it's regularly. Yeah, it's really nerdy the way I do it, okay? But Shane gets picked up from my ex, Jason, around like 8:39, whatever, and then like I don't take shows, and I just stay home, and I smoke a little bit, and like it is fantastic.
It's so fun to smoke by yourself.
I dance. I put on music and I'm dancing, and I'll read a spiritual article. I read spiritual quotes, and my mind gets blown.
It's wonderful.
And then I pick a friend and I start feeling into their energy.
Oh, really?
And text them what I see in them. I did it to Joe for the first time, and he was like, okay, Kate, like, what's happening? And I was like, oh, sorry, I get high. And I just start to feel into
you wrote this whole paragraph, and at the end you write, you just wrote, sorry, I'm really high right now.
No need to apologize. I just did mushrooms. I did mushrooms in the park.
How was that?
Oh, nice.
It was delightful.
Wait, you just did like today?
No, this was like a week ago.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you just got back from over there.
Oh, no. I would be a little more bubbly, probably. I did a show that night, and I was like cracking everyone up. Did I see that night?
Yeah, yeah, I did see it.
Larry Bayo was like, something's different. I was like, I'm having a great time. But no, it was Father's Day, and we're like surrounded by blankets, and then some baby came over and like was connecting with me for the whole time, and then finally I was trying to send it back
to
its own blanket.
You're on shrooms hanging with the baby.
My boyfriend comes back to the blanket. It's me and this baby. He's like, where did this baby come from? He's like, I was gone for literally 3 minutes.
How old was the baby?
He was about 18 months.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to hang out with a baby on
it
shrooms.
It was fun, but he was kind of naughty. Like, he was kind of high maintenance, you know, like he kept throwing our stuff.
Yeah.
And
where was the parent?
They were like right there, and it was Father's Day too. So I kind of was like, you know, what are you doing? And I was like, okay, bye bye. Like trying to politely be like, get your baby out of here.
Try not to breastfeed someone else's baby.
Yeah. And I know. We're like, at a certain point, you kind of want to tell the parents and be like, I'm on drugs.
I'm going to whip out my tent and feed your baby if you don't get the baby out of here.
So is this mine now?
Get this damn baby out of here. But I saw what the baby was doing. He was stalking pretty women. He was going up to other pretty women, and he would like make a noise until they gave him attention. And so
That baby was trained to do that by the father.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. But I had to stop making eye contact because every time I would look at him, he would start coming back over. And I was like, no, my visions.
Wouldn't that be like creepy? I feel like if you were on shrooms and there's a just fucking baby just keeps coming over to you.
I have a connection with most children because I taught preschool for so long. So I can intimate them pretty easily.
Yeah. Keep going. I just had an emergency text. Keep going. Keep Uh-oh. Going.
An emergency
oh, no.
text.
Yeah.
Somebody else is leaving the show.
Pretty much, Anthony.
Oh, man.
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
I just feel like that would be like creepy. Because I remember when you were telling me that you did shrooms, it was fucking. Didn't you have like a bad trip or am I?
Yeah, no, it was before I was even quote unquote spiritual.
Ah.
So I told you, yeah, like I was seeing a guy for 2 months and he sold it to me in a way that was like, you'll see some colors where you don't see colors. And I was like, cool. And then all of a sudden, I take them and just like, yeah, it was every...
Oh, you had too much, maybe.
I probably had too much. I had never even really gotten high before.
Oh, that's
so. So it was like so much, and every painful, suppressed thing came up, and then I realized I didn't like him.
Oh, in that moment. Yeah, that'll happen.
That's good.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. No, it was good, but I mean, I couldn't be left alone.
You
so
sure
I was like,
realize you don't like the guy anymore.
And I said, I was like, I hate you. And he was like, do I stay? Do I leave? And I was like, I can't leave me. Like, I was a mess. He had to sit on my back. I was like convulsing. Whoa.
And then now imagine a baby kept walking over
to you.
Yeah,
throw a baby into the mix.
That's what I called Shane when I was high on shrooms because I was trying to center and I just wanted to hear his voice.
Did he know?
No, he was like, hi, mommy. And I was like, I love you.
Just bawling
cries. And then I looked at the guy and I was like, why'd you let me call my kid? I'm on shrooms. I hate you.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
It was a wreck.
Drugs are fun.
I came out of it.
Is that the only time you did it?
Really connected. Well, that was the only. I'm scared. I mean, I've taken an edible. Just weed,
yeah,
and have shot so far that you would have thought I was on a ton of shrooms.
Yeah, you can't judge it as well when you eat it. You don't know how strong it is.
It's all the eye of God, yeah. Angels.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I want you to get high. Whew.
You don't get high?
He's never smoked ever.
I did like have a lot of edibles one time by accident. I didn't know.
Oh,
did I tell you
that? No.
You didn't, you were just eating like these cookies are really good.
No, because like, I was at a pizzeria and then the guy, like I know the guy who owns the place and he's like, oh, we just got these new beer taps, so did you guys want some beers? Whatever. I was like, yeah, sure. So we sat down, we were having beers, and our friend walks in with his girlfriend and this other kid we know, and they come sitting down, and they have fucking brownies. And, like, I'm not even just thinking, because, like, whatever. We're in a fucking pizzeria. It's Sunday at 2 p.m., and they're eating brownies, and I just take one, and I eat one. And then his girlfriend's like, I'm not going to finish this one. It was, like, half of one. So I was like, fuck it, I'll eat that one, too. And then later...
Oh, my God.
Later, we're at his house, and I'm just like, oh man, I'm just like really tired. I don't know. I had a long day, I guess. I don't know. I had a football game in the morning. I was like, I'm fucking beat from that. So I'm just sitting there, and then one of my friends goes, yo, dude, can you give me the weed brownies? And I was like, what?
Oh,
and he's like,
God.
Yeah. What do you mean? I was like, I ate like one and a half of those. There's weed in them? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay. And then I gave it like 45 minutes. I'm sitting there. I was like, I got to go home. I went home and I slept for like 8 hours in the middle of the day.
Oh, that's it? That's all that
and
happened?
That's all that happened. Because I was like, oh, fuck. And I just went to bed. I just laid down.
You panic slept.
It was weird.
Panic slept.
I just felt like there was like a force field around my head. I felt like I had a concussion. It was weird.
Oh, no. You need to get high and like see some shit.
We should have done that. During the
show.
Oh,
that would have been a great idea.
All to say goodbye to Joe. Yeah. He gets high.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't
Well,
have
but
any
not today, though. I'm keeping myself pristine until my birthday.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing kind of a detox because I have been, I've been living it up a little bit too much.
What about on your birthday? Is that going to be like a...
I feel I'm going to have like one glass of white wine because I want to remember it. I don't want to get like hammered and then be like, oh, were you even at my party? By the way, guys, Lucky Jack's, July 15th, 8 p.m. Please
Wait, let me
come
see.
To my birthday
I think I might
show.
Have Shane that day. And I don't think it... 333. That's the time.
Oh, it's
Communication,
three,
expression, three, three. Clarity, comedy.
Wait, what?
333, the number three.
Number.
What does that mean?
It's what I just said. Don't make me.
Why does it...
When those numbers line up, the vibration of three is about expression, creativity, communication.
Man,
I didn't know that.
Had a little baby.
Wait, what was I doing? Now I totally forgot.
You were going to check to see if you can go to her party.
I can do that later. Yeah.
Should I get to another email, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a light one.
Oh, look at you.
Just, you know, less abuse. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Just less abuse.
One day I was at school. Oh, wait, by the way, his name is Sean. Okay, I'm going to give the basic. I'll read the whole thing.
Oh, boy.
First of all, let me give you some basic background info on me. My name is Sean. I just turned 15. I live in Maui, Hawaii.
Oh, whoa. My God. No sympathy already.
No, yeah. Go hug a palm tree. I'm 5'6", tall, and celery with peanut butter is my favorite snack. First of all, Sean, you are the cutest fucking person ever.
Sean, you little virgin.
I hope this
you
is
little
all,
virgin.
I hope this is all relevant.
Celery with peanut butter being his favorite snack is not relevant, except we now know he is a cute little angel.
I feel like
this sounds like a eHarmony profile.
Now on to the problem. One day I was at school, and this girl came up to me with her squad and asked me out.
Okay.
I said I was flattered, but I would have to turn down the offer because I'm not ready for a relationship. Sean, just you're killing it with cuteness.
Oh, man.
She's been creeping on me ever since. She has said things such as, "May I touch your back muscles?" "And I will drop everything in my life for you."
Wow.
Let her touch your
back. That's aggressive.
At first, I didn't see it.
Starts with the back.
As mm-hmm. that big of an issue. But then she showed up at my house and gave me kettle corn.
What?
And told me that she loved me. Don't get me wrong. I like getting free shit. Such as kettle corn.
Throw kettle corn into the celery and peanut butter mix.
Yeah,
there you go.
But it's getting a little creepy. How do I tell her to back off?
Oh.
I would love to know the age.
Well, he said he's 15.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that
So
part.
She's probably like 15 too. 14, you know, 15, 16.
She sounds adorable. She I does. Want someone to show up at my door with kettle corn.
I would love kettle corn.
I'd be like, yes.
It's delicious.
I don't even like celery, but if someone showed up with celery, that'd be nice also.
Oh, I love celery.
Nobody brings me snacks. You know,
no really one brings just, me snacks. I'm in Jersey City. No one's coming to Jersey City with kettle corn.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
And this is happening to him in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, he already lives in the most beautiful place.
She's probably tan. He's tan. They both surf.
Yeah.
She wants to touch his back muscles and give him
that means he
corn.
Has back muscles.
She's right. She's not even really creeping, okay? She is expressing herself as a woman, and he needs to accept that, okay? It's okay for women to be sexually aggressive.
Yes.
Okay? It doesn't mean that she's being creepy.
I prefer it.
Yeah. Well, of course, well. But
I don't know what that was.
I don't
was,
know what that well was, but it was really beautiful, Katie. You were like,
I was
well.
Like, well, of course you would, right? Yeah. You're in your 30s. You're like, please, you know?
I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah.
No, bring him
I
a
think
kettle
Sean
corn.
Needs to appreciate before he's an old ass man.
Yeah. Let her touch the back muscles.
Let
eat
her
the
touch
kettle
your
corn
back
together.
Muscles.
No one's going to be bringing your 80 year old ball sack kettle corn, Sean. Yeah.
This doesn't really happen often.
No, it's not a usual problem.
And Sean should be her friend. It's okay to be flirtatious and then just say, I'm not ready for a relationship. I want to play the field. And then if she says, I love you, be like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's
or he
fun
could just
to
be like,
pursued.
I know.
Yeah, you could, classic. You could say that.
Yeah. Like, welcome to my that. Everyday life of kettle corn and I love yous.
Or he could it's just like, he could just disappoint.
This is a good problem
so
to
many
have.
Suitors.
You live just, in Hawaii and a chick is going to bring you kettle corn. And want to rub your back.
But here's a question. Here's a question for Sean, okay? How pretty is this girl? Because is he rejecting her because he doesn't feel that she's pretty enough for
maybe
him?
Maybe she doesn't have back muscles.
Because I feel
maybe
that happens
a lot.
Maybe she does
have back muscles.
She has a lot of back muscles. I feel like that happens a lot with young men where they'll say, oh, I'm just not ready to be in a relationship because they don't feel that the girl is up to their standards. They kind of give them the cold shoulder.
Right.
Yeah, what's his fucking problem?
Well,
is she not good
really,
enough?
Sean sounds really still like he hasn't bust out yet.
He's fifth fucking teen.
I know, but I busted out a little harder at 15 than Sean
I was
has.
Busting out. When I was 15, I was already busted out. Mm. I was busted.
I was not busted.
I think I gave a blowjob at 15.
Whoa. So did I. That's when I thought I had AIDS.
Blowjob soul sisters. Yeah. That's when you thought you had AIDS.
I thought I had AIDS.
I love how she just snuck that in there and tried to just get it by everyone. But
I was still wishing somebody would give me a blowjob.
Well, women mature faster than men. So if it is a case of Sean being a little baby dude, then, you know, whatever.
No, I get it.
She just wants to be friendly.
If Sean's not ready for all that jelly, then that's fine.
He
okay?
didn't say, has he had a relationship?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm 10 years older than you, okay?
It was funny.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
I got you on backup, girl. Yeah.
That was very good harmonizing.
Thank you.
Thanks. But it sounds like he just hasn't bust out yet, so he's kind of like virginal. Like, I think you kind of said that. Like, I think he has this thing where he's protecting himself and he's like, hey, stop creeping on me. Like, kettle corn touching your back, that's not really creeping. It sounds like she wants you to know that she's interested.
But she had a squad.
But how did she know where
he
lived,
about
though?
That.
She approached him with a squad. That sounds like a lot of people. I don't know.
I think that's just a word people use now.
It
squad
sounds
just
like
means like two
30
friends.
To 35 people.
It sounds like
honestly.
A flash mob.
Right. It sounds at least like a train full.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This
but I don't
sound...
know what that means if you're 15. I don't, it means something different.
This doesn't sound too intimidating.
Squad just probably means like more than two.
Oh.
Probably three.
Three people. He could just disappoint her in bed and then she'll go away.
That's going to be losing his virginity.
At 15, you're almost 100%
guaranteed.
Likely to do that. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I don't. How old were you when you first had sex?
16.
Me too.
Same.
Oh my God. You guys are...
Well, I had a quick development because I went to a Catholic grade school, and then I had my first kiss at 15, first blowjob, and then I had sex the next year. So wow. I grew up fast.
Intense. Kiss into the blowjob.
I'll tell you what.
It was different dudes. Different dudes.
My first blowjob was technically 15, but I was like a week. No. My first blowjob was 15. My first time I had sex, I was actually a week from 16, but I rounded to 16. Because it really was.
I was a couple months in.
You were 15.
I was a couple months in.
Oh, that hurt like a motherfucker. Oh, my God. The first time a penis entered my vagina, it felt like I had a wall. Like, he kept trying to put
it in. You did have a wall.
The hymen.
Yeah, he busted the that hymen. Shit down.
I bled so much.
Really?
It
like
hurt.
A lot?
The first two times I had sex, I bled. Like, it was so painful.
Jesus.
I was I thought this was supposed to be fun.
I've never taken a virginity.
My cherry had already been popped from getting finger banged.
Aww, that's so sweet.
I was like, uh-oh, I think something happened.
Yeah. Someone was going to town.
You got finger banged at 15? 14.
15.
I think I finger banged at 13.
Wow. Oh,
Johnny
shit.
Depp over
Were
here.
Were vaginas Ooh. Scary to you then?
Terrified. I was terrified. I didn't know what the hell was going
I'm
on.
I'm terrified of vaginas. Like, can you imagine a guy being really? In there?
This is what happens. What happened with me. When I was like 9, there was a girl who lived on my block, and we used to make out. And then I didn't do anything until like 13, and then I finger banged once. And then I didn't do anything until like 16. Well, I mean, you know, you made out with people and stuff,
and
but nothing
like
crazy.
That's like eternity when you're a kid.
Yeah. No, and I just, you know, nothing happened. And then 16, I lost my virginity in a car.
Wow. Hot. What kind of car?
It was a...
It was I feel
a
like
Volkswagen.
Katie's hot.
In a car. Huh.
It was
terrible.
I used
to have a lot of car sex in high school. That's what you had to do.
Yeah, you had to. It was on a busy street,
I still
street
like
too.
Car sex. The first time I ever had sex with Tim, it was like our second date, and I had already decided, I kind of had scared him off. Like, I was like, this is never going to be anything more. So I really, like, and then I popped it, and I was like, oh, we're fucking tonight. And he was like, what? We went from, like, don't touch me to, like, fucking in a car.
Yeah.
I never liked it. I never liked having car sex.
There's not enough room
like,
to work.
I feel like I'm a teenager having illicit sex in a car, which I was.
Ooh, see, I like that.
Right. I'd rather have sex like on the street or something. I never have.
On the street?
Oh, you guys, it seems like you guys have a lot of underage listeners, so I'm going to tone it down with the sex on the street talk.
That's okay.
Have you had sex on the street? I don't know if I have.
I don't think so.
I haven't, but I think it would be sex.
I had sex on a lifeguard stand.
That's on the street.
That's pretty good.
That's on the street.
Yeah, that's public.
That was high school.
It's better than the fucking beach. I would never have sex in the sand. I'm not a savage.
No,
fucking, that's out of control.
I got a hand job on a park bench one time.
There you go.
It was on a boardwalk, actually.
All right.
Were you like
that's
trying
a busy place?
Were you trying to play a casual?
Yeah, we had like a jacket over it.
That helps.
I can just imagine you like stone
faced. That's so fun.
It wasn't fun. I had scabs on.
That's so
it was like
fun.
So rough.
Whoa, scabs.
It was afterwards. Not before.
Oh,
because
I have a lot of scabs on my dick always. And
no, because of the rough hand job.
She didn't lubricate.
Oh my
it.
God, no one knows.
Oh,
the
it was
pain.
So rough.
You guys have like the first time you have sex hurts. The first time you get a hand job,
oh
wow, that's something.
I don't give hands.
I only finished because
I given
forced
a hand
myself
job in
to.
Years.
I've never gotten a full hand job. Like it started
never?
And ended as a hand job.
I have, but.
That's never happened.
Damn, I need to get a boyfriend soon.
It's either
so
it started and it wasn't
public.
Going further, so I was like, please.
But when you're
let's
a teenager,
save each other the time.
That's all you can hope for. That was like the first
time
the anybody
thing, though,
touched it.
But
so I was like, this is going to finish.
Like a touch was like, cool. I was down.
I used to give a lot of hand jobs when I was in college.
Touch it.
Yeah. I remember a guy was like, he was like, can you put your mouth on it? I was like, no.
did you
like,
spit
no, I already,
on it?
No, because I thought I had AIDS from that first time. So I was like, I can't take any chances right now.
How long ago was that? That was years after.
Well, I thought I had AIDS from 15 to like 18.
And you didn't.
And this was probably when I was 18.
Like, hey, I'm not going to get
no
tested.
Blood work?
No, because I was afraid. I was like, then I'll know for sure that I have AIDS. Because I wasn't like, maybe I have AIDS. I was like, oh, I for sure have AIDS.
Wait,
not
why
even
did you
HIV.
Think that?
Full blown.
I just have some obsessive
she skipped HIV.
Issues. Yeah.
Wow.
She's like, fuck it, I got it.
I had a lot of obsessive fears in my adolescence. That was just like one in a string of many.
So that's why you were just dishing out HJs. Those poor boys.
Yeah. I'm very obsessive.
Sorry, boys.
I get obsessive when I park my car. Like, I'll park it, and then I look, and I'm like, oh, it needs to be closer to the curb. And then I get, like, I'll repark it 5 times, and people in my neighborhood are like, this chick is nuts. Like, I just get really, it needs to be parked perfectly.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
I'm surprised I haven't
been sideswiped, because my car is just, if I don't get it on the first try, fuck it, I don't care.
Good for you. Yeah, I wish I could just walk away. Shane has to stand on the sidewalk. I'm like, hold on, one more time. Mommy's got it one more time. And he's like, okay, mommy had a bad childhood.
Oh, Shaney.
I took him to Maine. I just came back from Maine yesterday.
Did you drive?
Yeah.
How miserable?
Well, I split it with friends.
But just being in the car.
No, it was fun. On my ride up, you know Michael Blaustein. I got to see Michael, who's one of my close friends, who's in LA, so I never get to see him. So it was me, Shane, Michael and his girlfriend Iris, and Michael is the funniest fucking person. We were doing just act outs and impressions. We did a thing called Dear Night Sky, where we would be like, Dear Night Sky, I really hope all of the wars of the world end soon, but I'd also really like for my hair to be really pretty at all times. Like, we would just keep getting, like, that was a shitty one, but we'd get, like, really creative and do different voices.
I love road trips.
It was so stinking fun, and Shane was in love with Michael. Like, he was just like, oh, he's the funniest human. I want to be like him.
Oh, great. Like, now you have to marry him, and he has to be the dad now, right?
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works in movies.
Michael's like a soul brother, so I was like, that's your uncle, Michael.
It sounds like a movie. You have a road trip. Oh, this is the guy. He doesn't really like his girlfriend.
Yeah, the girlfriend's a bitch the whole time. She's gotta be
Iris,
a fucking bitch.
Iris,
like, Mom, what about
Iris is
Michael?
Dope, and she did those braids, the two French braids that are really popular in my hair.
Oh.
And I, like, came on myself 10 times.
Those are so in now. I need to do that for me, because I can French braid.
Do it for your birthday.
I don't know. I actually don't like the look of it.
Really? Oh my God. I was so into me.
I just one kept French braid.
Remembering my hair, and like, you'd see me get real like, yes.
Maybe I'll do it tonight for my show. So I'm gonna do a French braid. Are you at Greenwich tonight?
I am.
Me too.
All right, guys. Well, I'm at New York. I'm doing unicorn tisses tonight, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe I'll come by on the way over.
Are you going to heal somebody?
Oh, I have a show at 8.
I've been already having a crazy day, so I'm just going to be like, I have 8 fucking agents are sitting there, are coming.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
So I have
that's great. That show was so hot when I did it. It's going to be so fantastic. You know, I was there last night, and they had a great show.
Yeah.
New York Comedy Club. Jeremy and Joe.
Oh, yeah.
They had a great show.
New York Comedy Club's fantastic.
It is. It's such
a great club. The energy is amazing. They pack it out.
Yeah, they have good people.
Yeah, they're my home club and Stand Up New York, but they just started really booking me regularly again in the last 2-3 months.
Hmm. That's exciting.
So, that is cool.
Yeah. Because Candy is the new booker, and her and I have been really cool friends.
Oh, that's great.
Candy.
Candy.
With a C or a K?
A C.
With an I,
it's just spelled
I.
Yeah,
Candy.
But her and I, like I be there.
Is
we
she,
be bitching
is she gonna listen
together.
To this podcast? Hi, Candy.
Hey.
Hi, Candy. She probably doesn't listen.
Oh.
But, she's busy. She's got a lot.
She's just a cool fucking chick. And like, her and I would bitch together about like other shit. So it was awesome when she became the booker. I was like,
that's
we
great.
We bitch together about stuff.
Like, she is cool. She's a cool lady.
She's a fucking badass bitch.
I like Candy.
She's my kind of girl. You love Candy. You came in here with your fucking Skittles. And I said to him, I go, if you fucking eat those Skittles into the microphone, because you're leaving
the
podcast,
I would never dream of doing
I don't need
that.
To be polite anymore.
I've never done that.
I will fucking tackle you to the ground and
I've never
punch
done
you.
That. I've never done
Can
that.
Can you imagine if I punched you? I would never punch you.
For eating Skittles.
That would probably be hysterical if you
be like, wow, Kate has
punched.
A thyroid disorder.
I punched you
I'd
in
be
the
so
face.
I'd be like, did you just punch? It was a Skittle.
I would cry so hard after. I'd feel
oh,
so
yeah,
bad.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Well, you have some animalistic impulses that you're tapping into lately, it seems like.
Mm. Oh, girl.
Mm. Yeah, that's good, though. It's good for you.
Thank you. I'm really coming into my power, as Joe said.
You're connecting to the source.
It's been very frightening, though, because you know what? The biggest thing when you try to step into your power, whatever that means, is surrendering and letting go of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the scariest part, is like letting go of Joe. Like, that's terrifying to me, but I know that it's what, you know, I can't force someone to be into, not that you're not into it, but you know what I mean? Like, you can't force someone to be into something they're not, or you can't, like, make a career happen that's not going in that direction. Like, you just have to allow the universe to fall into place.
Yeah.
And as I really surrender and let things happen, it's awesome, but it's terrifying because you have expectations. Like, when we first started, I just assumed we'd have this together forever. Yeah. But that, you know, like, you have to let things change and move and
be the
it's
river.
It's called life. Exactly.
Be the
you
river,
have to
not
be
the rock.
Thank you.
Oh.
That was my personal mantra when I was a preschool teacher. And I would say it to the other teachers, like, when we got stressed. And I wrote a couple songs about it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you write songs.
I just write, I would write weird songs, like, Don't Be a Floor Eater. You know, just for the preschool.
Do you want to play us a song and
don't
sing one of your jokes? Or is that, like, not?
That would be fun.
Do you want to do that for us?
Sure. What do you
Yay!
Want to...
Just anything.
You play something.
It can be,
and
it can be
sing...
something you either do on stage or not. Like, I just want them to hear how awesome you are.
Wait, what?
Can you play something and I'll sing Don't Be a Floor Eater?
Oh, you have a guitar?
He brings it on stage and he combines both. He's awesome at it.
Floor Eater song.
He goes like this. Don't be a floor eater. It is really gross. If you pick some food up on the floor and put it in your mouth, you might get sick or you might feel bad or you might even feel embarrassed. That's a song. So I'm going to do an album.
I didn't know Beyonce was on in the studio.
Surprise.
Anthony, get out your guitar.
Okay,
get it.
We're putting them on the spot right now.
Be the river, not the rock.
What am I supposed to play?
I like that a lot.
Whatever comes out of your fucking heart.
Is that like a famous singing? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
feel
know
like I've
how
heard
I
something
stumbled
like
upon
that.
It.
Yeah, it's all, but that's what it's supposed to be. You're
it's
supposed
about,
to
yeah,
flow,
like
go
the,
with it.
Like the Siddhartha, you know, he like lives by the river and everything. That was like the whole point of that story, right?
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I don't really know what I have this old album of fake kid songs that I
yes.
All right.
You got this, Anthony.
Am I just gonna play the one? I'm just gonna play the one I always play.
Okay, do it. Do it.
Is it D is for divorce?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes. I get so excited
at
this stuff.
How much time do I have for this?
How much time do you want?
Well, the song's like, I don't know, 3 minutes probably.
You got 3 minutes.
You got it. Okay. I'm hype.
Is it in tune? Okay. How's that mix? Is that all right?
Sounds good.
A is for apples. They are delicious. And they're also very good for you. B is for balloons at your birthday party. That was a good one, everybody danced. C is for cookies, they are so tasty, but they're just a sometimes snack. Is for divorce that your parents filed for. It D is for divorce. They don't love each other anymore. E is for every time that you're with them, all they do is fight and fight all day. F's the frustration that you are feeling, 'cause the pain inside won't go away. G is for the good times that are over. Things are different now, you have two homes. G is for divorce. They might say it's not your fault. D is for divorce, but you'll never really know for sure. The weekend comes, and Dad is home, but it's just for visitation. It takes you back to his new bachelor pad and cries his eyes out on the couch. 'Cause mom has got a new boyfriend, and you can call him Dad if you want. And we sing la 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 la. La la la, D is for divorce. along with me.
Uh-huh. All right.
And we sing la 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 la. D is for divorce.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
That was amazing.
So good.
I guess I should plug my kids' album now.
Yeah, plug it.
God, I love it.
It's called Songs for Children to Cry To. And it's 12 songs just like that. And it's on my website, anthonycapfer.com.
You know, I should get that for Shane because he's got such a good sense of humor. He'd be really into that.
Yeah, I'll send you a link to download it.
Thank you.
So funny.
It's great.
So good. All right, so, well, we're going to wrap it up. So let's, where can they find you, Katie?
I'm on www.katiehannigan.com.
Twitter?
At Katie Hannigan.
Instagram?
And, it's _ Katie Hannigan _. Yeah. And are you saying shows? Are people saying shows?
Yeah, if you want.
Well, just look at my schedule, actually. I have so many
shows.
And hopefully I'll get to do, I was going to do your guys' show last week, The Comedian Project.
Yeah, do you want to do it next week?
Yeah.
Are you around on the 13th?
Yeah, we'll talk after
perfect,
it. But yeah, because I would love to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. And Anthony, where can they find you?
Shows or Twitter or what?
Twitter.
At Anthony Kapfer. It's K-A-P-F-E-R. All of my social media is at Anthony Kapfer.
Joe?
Awesome. if you guys want to find me on Twitter, at Joe Santagato. And Kate, where can they find you?
Guys, if you want a tarot card reading, I do them over Skype. I really go deep into your soul. Contact me, kwolf27@gmail.com. It's $50, although prices might be going up in a little bit. I'm not sure. It depends. But contact me.
Get it now.
Get it now while it's hot. And Twitter at TheKateWolf and Instagram at TheKateWolf. And yeah, hit like on our Facebook page. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?